5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Plastered Podcast, and I'm your host, Paige. And tonight I've got a very special guest here with me, my buddy Tyler, T. Roush in the house.
Yeah. Wait, how far back?
Well, let me see. Where did we start? We are both from the good old Coffeyville, Kansas.
Seville, you know.
So, I'd say in about, what was it, 2007?
That's when I graduated.
2007, I think it was. I was just a wee little lassie.
Kiddo back in the day?
In middle school. And I just happened to live two blocks straight down from the middle school and the high school. They were pretty much combined.
Yeah.
And I was just lucky enough to have a child molester living on my block. He was a registered sex offender against children, and he started following me home from school, and then he would get one house past my house and then mysteriously have to pull out his flip phone and turn around and walk back the other way. So Tyler was friends with one of my friends, and just was, since he's an older man. How old are you, Tyler?
Just south of 30.
Since he was a nice older man and he had a car.
At the age of 17 at the time.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
And he offered to start giving me rides home every day. And so, of course, I mean, saving a 7th grade girl from a pedophile, my parents loved him.
Obviously.
And we have been friends ever since. We've had a very unique friendship throughout the years, and coincidentally enough, he was actually the first person to buy me alcohol. So it only makes sense that him and I are going to have a couple good old-fashioned drinking stories together.
About several drinking stories, actually.
Yeah. Just several.
But one of my own drinking stories is my experience at college. Or I thought drinking beer and drinking liquor was about even par. So I thought drinking straight liquor would be great.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. So I'm at a frat party, and I know these guys for the first year of college. Then my last semester at Missouri State, figured I'm actually seniored at drinking. So I figured I'll drink Everclear and Fruit Punch, which is jungle juice.
Jungle juice.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody knows. Everybody knows the classic combination of Everclear and like Hawaiian Punch or off-brand.
Well, at 22, I thought I knew it all.
Oh, yeah. Jungle juice will get you.
Well, I start playing beer pong with this. And I'm just going at it.
Not water in the cups, correct? Like jungle juice?
No, it's just water in a cup, but you're just drinking out of the cup.
Yes.
Well, I'm at a frat party, and they start singing their frat song. And I knew it for the past year. So I turn around and start singing it. And this one big frat guy just turned me around saying, "You're not part of the frat. You can't sing this song." And I'm like standing up, drunk-eyed, squinting at him, ready to knock this guy out. My buddy Corey was like, "Hey, Tyler, just go back playing beer pong. You're good. Just go back." okay, just win your game, we will take you home.
But you're like, man, I've been coming here for a year. I know the song.
I'm like, I'm fucked up.
I'm hanging out.
I got this. Well, I finished my game. I win. Well, I've ran the table for 5 matches. So I should stay. So they're like, no, Tyler, you need to go home. Okay. No, you can't drive home. You're going back to our house. Okay. So, our buddy Ogre, named Daniel.
Ogre.
He looked like an ogre. He had a flat face. He had a really flat face. Took me back to Corey's house. And he's going back down the main street of Springfield, Missouri. And had the window down for me, just in case. I had my head hanging out on the side window, just laying there. I'm like, hey, Ogre, guess what? What, Tyler? All over the main street of Springfield. Like, all over, everywhere. Even on my arm, too.
I'm having flashbacks right now to my birthday. With you throwing up out my car window on your own arm.
And
down
that,
the main street of Pittsburgh, Kansas.
And that was actually, what, 6 years later?
Yeah, that was quite a few years later, yeah. Deja vu.
So we get back to the house, and I don't remember going to the restroom, cleaning myself up, and just passing out. But apparently, this 20-year-old man didn't know how to take care of a 21-year-old man, and he thought I, like, pretty much died. He thought I threw up blood the entire time.
So he had never seen anything like that?
Never seen anything like this. He was pretty much sheltered his entire life. So he went back to the same party and asking the two guys that told him to bring me back to the house to let me go to sleep, say, what do I do with him? Should I call the cops or ambulance to come pick him up? Because he's like throwing up blood.
Ambulance.
And they are like, no. He's not throwing up blood.
He's throwing up blood.
That is fruit fucking punch. Now go back to make sure he's breathing still.
It's not blood, homie. It's just jungle juice.
And they're like, you're an idiot. Let's go right now. And then they get back and I'm just curled up in a ball and just snoring.
Crisis averted. It was just... Hashtag, it was just the jungle juice.
Stupid, petty shit.
Oh, man. I feel like no matter when you went to college, like, decades apart, you probably have a jungle juice story. I know I have plenty of jungle juice stories from community college.
Or UV stories.
Or UV stories. Hashtag relatable. UV blue in particular.
That's a good color. Good choice.
UV
I do like that. I do like that flavor of UV.
It conjures up bad memories for me.
Well, why?
All right, folks. So here we go.
So remember how she said I bought her alcohol back when she started her drinking phase of her life?
Yep, you were always there for me. Like a good neighbor, T-Rosh is there.
But
alcohol.
I didn't give her great insurance.
So let's go forward just a couple years, right? Okay, I'm in community college. And I'm in a musical. Okay, so Tyler here, being like my best friend, obviously he comes and he watches me perform. And he knows I'm not really the type of gal to get all into flowers. So he knows I don't really care about that kind of stuff. So for the first night that he comes and watches me, it was a Friday night, he bought me a bottle of Crown. And now I'm like 19. 18 or
19. You're 19. You're in your first year of college, so yeah, you're 19.
Yeah, I think I'm 19. So he buys me a bottle of Crown. And we drink that whole bottle that night. We go to a house party and stuff after the show. And even though the director is like, I know you want to celebrate, but don't go out and drink because you're going to affect your performances for the rest of the night. But yeah, of course, we're college students. We're stupid. We go drink. So the next morning, I have to ref soccer for like 4 hours straight, running around a field. And I throw up the bottle of Crown that Tyler so lovingly bought me the night before.
You told me that because I had to mow like 5 yards that day.
Oh, yeah, you had to mow lawns, and I had to ref soccer.
With Kevin. God, yeah. That sucked.
It was a rough day, but the show must go on.
Right, obviously.
The show must go on. So I have another performance that night, and it was the final performance on Saturday night. And, again, Tyler, being the supportive best friend, comes and watches the show again. And we were having a cast party afterwards. And so I invited Tyler to it. And in lieu of flowers, he brought me
a bottle of UV blue.
Da-da!
And brought myself a cooler beer.
Yes. But what Tyler didn't bring me was anything to drink with that UV blue.
But I thought you were woman enough to drink it straight.
Well, that's exactly what I did. I walked around that sketchy house cast party all night just drinking that UV blue straight out of the bottle. No chaser or anything.
Well, it's just a cast party. It was basically a college party.
Yeah. We had a couple extras there. So those extras actually led us to a sketchy motel.
Oh, the hotel party on the east side.
On the east side.
Oh, that was interesting.
So we are in a room. It's okay. So me and my girlfriend at the time.
You, Raven, then Anthony Mount, and then
we don't
my...
need to be name dropping like that.
Oh no, I don't like that at all.
Okay, so,
and then like three other people.
So yeah, me, Tyler, my girlfriend at the time, and some older cast members that were definitely not 19.
No, this guy was older than
me.
He's
like 30 or so at the time. So anyways, we leave the cast party and we go to a hotel. And somehow I end up like three, me and my girlfriend and like one of those guys' girlfriends, somehow like end up like in a weird three-way makeout thing.
You guys
but
were in the bathroom doing
that's
this.
That's a story for a different podcast.
But what makes this funny was I tried to leave with my own cooler, and the guy in that actually rented out the hotel
accused me
of stealing his cooler.
But he was honestly just so
just fucked up.
Yeah, there was no reconciling with him. He was gone.
He had that look in his eyes like that look like I'm gonna kill you right now.
Some weird stuff went on that night. Yeah, for sure. He was definitely weird. But after the dispute on the cooler, I really don't even remember this. And we all, we decide it's time to leave. There's no more fun to be had here for the night. And so we all get in Tyler's car. me and my girlfriend at the time and Tyler, we load up in his car.
Yeah, because she's in the front seat. Paige in the back seat, and I threw my entire cooler in the back seat. We went back to the college, dropped her off just fine. Looked back and looked at Paige. I'm like, "You back to the house?" Yeah, I need to go home. I gotta wake up in the morning. Okay, that's fine. Tell me where we live. All right.
You knew where I lived.
Well, I had to remind myself where we live because I drank just a little bit too much that night. Just a little bit too much. So I got you back to your house just fine. Pulled up just fine. Turn on. Hey, Paige, do you. Paige? Nope. Paige? Oh. Oh, shit. Damn it. And she is asleep on my said cooler.
That's me.
I'm like, I am not going to drag her into her own house. Damn it. All right. So I drove to my house. My Paige. We're at my house. You're going to go to sleep. And you're going to wake up in the morning and do your own thing in the morning. Okay.
And by the way, doing your own thing in the morning means that plot twist, I actually had to lead Sunday school in church the next morning because I'm a well-rounded girl. So after sleeping on the cooler, taking a nice little snooze, I guess Tyler takes me back to his house and I have my new buddy. But luckily, I don't know how, by the grace of God, I had set my alarms already for church. And so after getting, can't be more than a couple hours of sleep.
About three or four.
Well, you know what, folks? I made it to church and I taught that Sunday school lesson and I survived and then I took the best nap of my life.
And those kids learned everything from you.
I am the way, the truth, and
Nice.
Oh, and now, to this day, okay, like I said, I was like 19 at the time, probably. I'm like 24 now, so it's been like a good 5 years.
Celebrated your 24th birthday at your grandma's house, like a few weeks ago, and I was there.
Tyler's a member of the family. He invited himself to my birthday party at my grandma's house. It
Because
was
I gave
fun.
your dad a kiss.
True.
Even
But
though your sister did throw water on me 3 weeks ago.
have you guys seen that Vine, you know, where like this girl's sleeping and somebody comes up to her and like pours a whole bottle of water over her face and then she just calmly wakes up and she's like, "Hello?" It's the funniest Vine on the planet. And me and my sister like don't get along at all, but that's like the one thing that we can bond over is vines. And we both love that Vine. And Tyler made the mistake of passing out at my house early, like 12 o'clock early.
It
And we
happens.
no, it doesn't, not to you. So
I started drinking at 10 a.m.
we couldn't let that stand. So Morgan poured some water over him and I thought he was gonna punch her in the face. It didn't go. The vine, it didn't work out.
Apparently, I had like the you're going to hell look, and I just like went right back down and slept for a solid 2 hours. And I woke back up, and I'm like, all right, let's start drinking again. And Paige is like, Tyler, party's over.
Party's over, man.
No.
Closing time.
This is no worse than fucking me throwing up in front of a fucking family.
This man right here. He has the worst track record. He, I can, I can't, I could probably write a book and like have sell an interactive map that goes along with it with like unique places that Tyler Rauch has thrown up.
It's like a treasure cove of throwing upness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, some conspiracy theorists could probably try to connect the dots of all the places on a map that you've thrown up and like find some like geographical center to it.
It's awesome, though.
I mean, he threw up on my birthday, like, in so many places around Pittsburgh.
Is this the same guy took her out to your favorite dinner?
He scarred a family in the Domino's parking lot.
I did scar the waitress at the Mexican restaurant.
Scarred a waitress at the Mexican restaurant that we tried to eat dinner at, but we literally had to box it all up and take it to go. Oh my gosh. And let's not even get me started on float trips.
Hey, for the record, I made it off the bus just fine.
If any of my listeners here are familiar with the area, we go to Knoll, Missouri every summer, and we take a float trip. And this man, Tyler Roush, has a running track record of like 3 years. Okay, so let me just back that up a little bit. So we always go on Friday, and we get either like a campground or we get a cabin. And it's so Friday night, we get there, we're all excited, we leave work early, you know, we get there, we set up camp, and never fails, we always get way too fucked up on the first
night. Yo, never.
We play beer pong with the neighbors, we do beer bongs, I mean, you know, like, we feel like we're invincible. First night there, float trip, it just brings out a whole nother like personality in a person. It really does. And so it never fails. We always get too fucked up on the first night. And then for Saturday, for your actual float day, basically you have a time, and it's usually around 8:30 or 9 a.m. And so we have to go and get on a rickety old school bus that this like river company has bought. And they take you on all these windy roads in this old school bus that, like, doesn't even have seats in it anymore. It's all loaded up with, like, rafts and fucking ice chests and everything. And you just, like, sit along the walls of it.
Fucking no breeze whatsoever.
Yeah, no breeze whatsoever. Tyler's, I'm just looking at his body language right now as I'm telling this story. He is just cringing, knowing what's coming. So, basically, we go on this windy road at 8:30 in the morning.
And bad thing is, you had, like, double up seating.
One particular year, we had, like, the largest fella in our crew, like, sitting on Tyler's lap because he thought it was funny. And I just see Tyler dying inside. He's becoming red in the face, and I'm just like, oh, what is going on?
And I'm normally red in the face at all times, but my red face became white.
So I'm just like, is he okay? Is he going to be able to make it off this bus? And sure enough, as soon as we parked on the shore where everybody was, like, getting into their rafts, he runs off the bus and throws up, like, 1 foot away from the staircase down from the bus. I mean, he's just
curled. Yacking. And good thing is, the bus driver thanked me for waiting that long.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't a pleasant sight. It was funny because every single person then on that bus had to walk past you throwing up.
And that was a good 3 hours of me being bitched at the entire time for me being a little bitch. Because I fell asleep after that on the raft.
Yep, he just knocked out on the raft. But that was the first year because he had somebody sitting on his lap. And I'm not even kidding. He literally has a running track record of 3 years throwing up right after that bus ride.
But the last one he went with me on, I didn't throw up.
I almost did.
You almost did.
And then I fell in. And my whole leg was bleeding half a second into the float trip. I didn't even make it into the raft.
That's
the first
right.
time
yeah.
before I was covered in blood.
Yeah. That was with your cousin.
Yeah, funny story. Small world. My cousin just happens to be one of his bowling buddies, and they get drunk together, and then so I got to see a whole nother side of my cousin, and my cousin got to see a whole other side of me, I guess.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Oh man, you know, I just gotta point out, Tyler and I are committed. We you know, this podcast isn't just something that we can just decide to film. You know, this has been a production. It all started, he had to drive an hour and a half to come here. And then...
I didn't have to, I wanted to.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then we started preparing for this podcast at about 1 p.m. today. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it only took us like 15 minutes to decide what we're going to talk about. And we actually talked about half of what we prepared about and went on our own adventure on what we actually did want to talk about.
Yeah.
So
it just comes naturally to us. But we've been drinking since 1 p.m. today.
Well, you got off at like 1 p.m.
I got off work at 1.
I got off at 10. I started when I got here. I snuggled with your boyfriend. It's fine.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend loves me, so it's
We're
fine.
We're in a love triangle. It's fine.
It's more like a trapezoid.
What are the other points? Never mind. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. But what I'm
it's
saying...
It's like a circle.
What I'm saying, folks, is we're plastered. We've had a good day. We've been drinking all day.
Hey, KU won. That's all that matters.
KU won. And so, I mean, you know, it's been a good day, and this was a nice way to round it off, sharing our drunk stories with all of you on this wonderful Saturday night
and Sunday morning.
So, I think we are going to wind this down here. This is another episode of Plastered Podcast. Tyler's breaking into the ruffles.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And, of course, if you ever want to be a guest on my show, I would love to hear your guys' crazy stories. Feel free to email me at plasteredpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to have some outside stories. It's always nice to have some fresh content. So this was another episode of Plastered Podcast, and well, cheers.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.